International Moms coming to you from your favorite neighborhood, Milk Estates, where we're here to help you nurse your hangover and make you some healthy snacks. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple, or find us at irrationalmoms.com. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a comment. We love that. Okay, so this week we have so much to talk about. It's a new year, so happy new year. We have a question from a fan concerning our parenting. And I'm going to just leave it at that, and that will be an interesting topic. Also, we have Triss's snack of the week coming up, and hopefully since it is the new year, it's something healthy, especially since I just came off a 36-hour fast. It better be something healthy.
I thought we didn't do New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
I'm not doing New Year's resolutions. Just someone healthy.
I don't know.
All right, and then we got to discuss week 18 of football. We got to discuss the last night, the national championship for college football, and then the wild card weekend and what our predictions are.
Go Rams.
Yay, Chiefs. Sorry, oh, Tress. Man. It's going to be a good weekend.
Yeah, we'll see. I've not made the best picks the last like 2 weeks. So, you know, I don't want to jinx my own team.
I mean, I was really hoping that Miami's going to win. So then they had to play the Bills again next weekend. And then they had to play the Steelers.
I hate the Bills. Ugh,
one of the it was still a good game. I know we're going to talk about that later. Yeah. But it was still an entertaining game. Although I was like, I can't be mad at that. Like, there was a couple of things that happened. I'm like, oh, man, that could have really, like, changed the game. And that was, like, the one time where I felt like there wasn't a lot of things. It was, like, a couple of mishaps that
they
could
have
prevented.
Well, the first quarter, I mean, was so chaotic. Yeah. I was just like, okay, so we're going to drive the field, throw interception. Drive the length of field.
Right.
Like, what? I know. What the hell are y'all doing? What?
Right. Yeah.
Well, and I feel like just the second, we can talk about this later, but the second half of the game, Miami just could not find their mojo at all. Like,
no.
They couldn't get to a rhythm and do anything. And I kind of, and I'm like, man, I'm like, that's just too bad. Because I thought, I'm like, the first part of the game, I'm like, damn, I'm like, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
All right. And then we also want to talk about our irrational mom topic. And basically is, why are people so needy when you end the relationship? I mean, it's, you know, we're in our 40s, you know, why do you not need needy people asking me like, what's going on? We're not in high school anymore.
You should be getting less needy as time goes on, not more
right?
needy.
Right? Or you just realize, hey, it's not meant to be, and we just go on our separate ways.
Exactly.
Yep.
So that will be a very interesting topic. Okay. So Triss, tell us about your snack.
Okay, so in my pantry, I have a plethora of good things and bad things because I'm always snacking. So I did this. Look at my pretty setup. These are Power Crunch bars, and they are so good. I like the strawberry one, of course, but even like the core protein that I get, the strawberry ones, they taste like Pink Quick. So, of course, I love those. But it's like a wafer. This only is 13 grams of protein, 5 grams of sugar, so that's not too bad. It's not bad. But it's like this little just wafer thing. So if like I have a sweet tooth, then I'll go in and get this. But see, it's just like strawberry in between wafers. It's just really
like
good.
Strawberry, like it's those kind of like those cream-filled wafer things.
Yeah, it's kind of like a nutty bar, kind of, but like healthier and strawberry.
Nice.
So how many calories does that have?
It's 220 calories.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on, you're super active. So, I mean, I don't think you'll have any problem adding these in. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The bar that I
eat
in
the morning
is kind of like that. It has more protein, but it's the Rise Honey Almond Bar. It's just like egg white, protein, almond. And that's
it. Oh, okay.
Because I don't like to eat a lot of chemicals or like a bunch of processed stuff. But when I need to eat something the first part of the day, I like to eat that protein bar.
It's clean. I have like protein brownies and all kind of, I have actually a protein Snickers bar. It's pretty dang close to an actual Snickers. Obviously, I think my tastes are a lot different. But people are so programmed to be like, oh, all these snacks and all these sweets are really what tastes good. And then they go get something that's like healthier for you and they're grossed out by it because they want like all the process and all the sugar and all the stuff. I'm like, if you would just get yourself used to like working a few of these things, cut out a couple of unnecessary things. Like I think Post Malone lost all that weight literally from cutting out candy. Sodas. Like,
oh, was it soda?
Like, sodas are so, but I mean, it's just like empty calories. Like, you're just adding, you know, for no reason. So, but yeah.
It's sugar. Don't eat sugar. Sugar's bad for you.
No, don't eat sugar. Although, extra sugars.
I mean, I'd say it depends on your metabolism. I did single-handedly take down that whole package of Christmas tree Reese's that I showed last time.
Well, you do have a high metabolism, though.
Yeah, I do. Especially, like, on gym days, I'm eating all freaking day. Like, as soon as I get home, I want, like, 3 or 4 eggs and some toast. And
that's good, though. So. Keep with the protein. Like, just get rid of the sugar.
I try to have no added sugar. So, like, the sugar I eat will be in vegetables or something that it just naturally occurs in, not just, like, extra sugar is... Though I did, I made a, for this weekend, we had a family dinner and I made a dulce de leche cheesecake. And so I made, and I made extra dulce de leche because I don't know how to make, I'm from the South. We don't know how to make small, normal amounts of things. And so I've been putting that in my morning latte, like a little bit of it, not to make it super sweet, but just a tiny bit. And it's so good. Oh my God. It's delicious.
Oh.
Well, that are... If you're going to eat sugar, eat the real sugar. We've had this conversation. Yeah. Don't do the artificial chemical stuff. Eat everything that's like,
Keep actual food. I'm really like actually trying to watch these things. I eat things that aren't great, but like I got a new pre-workout that I didn't realize has Red 40 in it. And that is known to trigger like migraines among other things. Yep. So that one I'll probably take back, but it's just like the little things. I don't really understand why they have to add so much junk to this stuff. Like there's no point. I don't need it to look pretty. Just if it's good for me and it tastes good.
Yep. As long as it tastes good, that's good. Oh, well good. We might have to try that. You'll have to like show us the brand, the label again.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
power.
It's cute. It looks cute. Just like uterus.
Mm-hmm. It's cute. It fits.
Dude, you should be on, you should be on like snack advertisements.
It's a snack.
That would be good.
Snack advertisements. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know.
You need the snack sponsors. Snacks. Yes. You need the snack sponsors.
Well, bring them on. Irrational Mom snack sponsors.
If she bounces, it's good. If she doesn't bounce, it's no good.
Yes. That is the test.
If she's really excited about it, yes. Uh-huh. All right, so let's get to our question of the week from a fan. And he wants to know, do you think you're a good parent? And what can you improve on? So who wants to go first? I'll go last on this one.
Oh my gosh. I'll go first. I'll get mine out of the way. I think, so I know, I do believe that I'm a good mom. I love my kids and I think they're amazing. But... they aren't with me all the time. And so I think because I grew up with not having very much money to the point where I would like I had a pair of overalls that I grew out of. So I just cut the top overall part off and it made it like into pants. So I just had so little that I overly like get them everything that they ask for, which is just ridiculous, you know, like, I don't know. My youngest got a 15 Pro for Christmas. It's not really necessary. Like, I don't know that he needed a new phone, but he asked for it. And I try to get the things that they asked for. But then whenever they're here, we're like, go spend. It's really bad. I think we spent $50 on Taco Bell one time for the three of us. And we just got like one of everything that they had. Or we go to the arcade. Like, if it comes to me, I don't like to spend as much on certain things. But when it comes to them, I'm like, let's go to the arcade, let's go mini golf, let's go do all these things. And so I can see a little bit of my youngest kind of not thinking that money grows on trees, I guess, if that makes any sense. So I'm having to reverse a little bit of that and I feel bad, but like sometimes I have to be the bad guy. I don't like that.
Well, it's true. I mean, we do have to do that sometimes. And I mean, as long as they're good kids, I think it's fine. And then if they get a little bit too far, you got to like bring them back.
Yeah, you know? Reel them in. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the youngest is going, he's in middle school. He's going to be in high school next year. And he already is very much like that personality of wanting to be a people pleaser. And like, he seems to care more about what people have or what he has opposed to appreciating what he does have.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I mean, you know, where we live is super ritzy area and all the kids are spoiled. Everybody has plenty of money. And so for me, it's like, you just have to balance out and figure out like, well, what are the things that are that are okay to spend money on, and where do we need to like pull back? I mean, I feel like, you know, I got my kids new phones for Christmas. Their phones were, you know, it was time to upgrade. And so they got the newer phone. But in the past, like when my son, last time he got a phone, he broke it immediately. And so I didn't get him another new one. I got him like a refurbished older model because I'm like, well, you don't deserve a new one. But then if you take care of it, I mean, because all I was doing is replacing it this time. And, you know, with a lot of things, I kind of let them do what they want. But then if their behavior is not sort of deserving or in line, it's like, all right, we got to walk it back because you took it too far.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and my youngest recently had some altercation at school. He didn't get into a full-on fight, but there were words had. And, you know, sometimes he'll say very ugly things to his older brother. And I'm like, you don't realize that the things that you say can really affect somebody, even though people shouldn't care what you say because you're not that person, like, you know, but it does affect people. It does make them upset. It does make them self-conscious. And if people were just a little more kind, but, you know, he had ISS for a day and didn't seem to feel as much remorse. Like, I don't know. He's more of a talker and he gets, we'll just say he gets some of that personality from the other half of his, his genes. But, you know, so then he kept asking for an allowance, like right after. I'm like, no, stop asking for an allowance. Stop saying allowance.
Right.
Because at this point we're not back on that level. Like if I give you something, it's because I'm giving it to you one time, not because every week you're going to ask for this allowance. But it gets really out of control with like Fortnite spending and stuff. I mean, it's absurd. Yeah. I feel like I would be disgusted if I really sat and added up the money that they've put on Fortnite and other games. I'm like, this is a fake thing. It's not like you can sell it necessarily and get money. So, although some people do sell their accounts.
But that makes me really upset. I've always gotten really upset when they're blowing money on stuff that's not real. I'd be like, why do you need to buy an outfit for a video game? That's ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. That's a
video game clothing. Yes. Item. That is not a real tangible product. That has always made me lose my mind. And I'm really like that. I will not. There's things I'll pay for in their everyday lives that maybe come from allowance for some kids and some kids not, but that I will not pay for under any circumstances. If you have some birthday money you want to blow on that crap, fine. But I am not paying for intangible goods that are not like to me something that I think is valuable. Like experiencers are valuable to me. That's what I would rather spend money on. But you playing a video game and purchasing an outfit is not the kind of experience I'm talking about.
Right. Yeah. It's been a learning thing for me. Cause you know, like when parents are living separate, it's like you have to be it's very tough because you don't want to always have to be the bad guy, but essentially each parent does have to kind of be the bad guy when it's just them. So,
Yeah. I mean, we sort of have a Disneyland dad situation going on, but I'm okay with it because I'm mean anyway. So I'll be the mean mom. That's fine. You can go be the fun dad. That's totally fine with me because you know what? I don't want to go to Disney. So it's perfect. Be Disneyland dad. Take them to places and things I hate. That's perfect for me. I mean, I think I am a good mom in some ways, and I'm a terrible mom in other ways. In terms of like where I can improve, yelling. I'm such a yeller, like a psycho. I parent in a very old school Southern way a lot of times. And sometimes I really wish I could tone down the yelling and not act so crazy all the time. But it's really hard for me. I mean, there's a lot of flaws that I have worked on. But this one is one that I can't really get a good handle on. Like, I'm just a yeller, you know?
But your kids love you and they're like have such a good like foundation and everything. I can tell just from like how they act and how they interact and like the gifts that I saw you got for Christmas. I'm just like, these are good kids. I like that. Like,
I think that they are so far. I mean,
yeah,
only time will tell. But
sometimes I look back and, you know, we think that our parents when we were younger had all their crap together and stuff. And then you're like, okay, I'm the same age as they were. And I don't have any of my crap together.
I know.
Is this what was happening?
And I think it was. And it's why, like, I've tried to take some of those lessons from my parents about like how to do things they did well or how to do things they didn't do well and do them differently. Because I'm like, well, nobody knows what in the hell they're doing. We're all just kind of like fumbling along in the dark trying to figure
it out. This is true. Like, nobody really freaking knows what's going on. Like, we're all just doing our best to not screw up the next generation.
Exactly. So we're going to do different things than our parents did to screw up our kids, probably. Like,
yes. You know. We'll tweak it just a little. Screw them up and not quite as much.
Yeah. So, Poindexter, mm-hmm. are you yeah. a good mom?
I think so. I think my kids would say yes on most of the days, and then there's some days where they'd say no. But, like, right now, I'm making them, they have to cook a meal, like, once a week. So they have to pick out, like, what they want to cook, get the recipe. We have to go shopping, and they're having to cook it. So it's really good because, like, one of them learned last night how to barbecue.
Oh, yeah. These are good skills, though. Like, when they get older and they're not relying just on their girlfriend or whoever to take care of them. Oh. Like, God, your mom didn't teach you any of these things.
Definitely. But you know what he did do? He cut his finger, like, really bad, too. Oh. And I was like...
Lesson learned.
Right? Where I'm safety. Like, man, I'm like, well, I'm like, this is what happens. I'm like, it's bound to happen when you're cutting vegetables up. You're going to end up, like, you know, cutting your finger. Luckily, right? It wasn't, yeah. So... See,
I have scars too. There was a knife in the sink like 2 days ago, and these things are so sharp, and I like stuck my hand in there, and I was like, oh, I'm glad that wasn't the other way up. And then it slid down and like psh, just sliding against my finger. I was like, no. So yeah. Kitchen safety. See, it happens.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think I'm a little bit like Annabelle. I am a little bit hard on them in the sense of, I do yell. I mean, there were times where, you know, they did something that was like, they were going to end up like really getting hurt. They did get in trouble for that. I wasn't one of those parents that's like, oh no, little Johnny, it's okay. Let's talk about your feelings. I was not like that. I'm like, hey, listen, this is why it's wrong. And if you do it again, you're going to die. And if you run out in front of that car, I'm going to have to spank you. Sorry, you know, or you do something bad or like in my house that I have all boys. So they are allowed to fight. But the rule is no blood and nothing above the shoulders. So like no choking, but they don't really do it that often anymore. But when they're little, I mean, they're wrestling all the time and doing, you know, they're just being boys. And what I love about having boys is that I am such a tomboy, and I grew up like outside living on a state park and driving trucks and deer hunting. So the boys go like, you know, mom's the one with the truck. Mom's the one that goes, you know, elk hunting and deer hunting. So they, that's fun, right? Where, you know, when they're little, I bought them like, you know, little BB guns. And
that's so funny. Yeah. Like, see, right? I was total tomboy too. I had three brothers and we watched wrestling all the time and I would fight with them on the trampoline.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is the fun part about having all boys, because then we watch like superhero stuff all the time.
But there's definitely consequences. I mean, like Annabelle, like I think our parenting's very similar, where it's like there is like if there is a level of respect that I demand from my children.
Regular beatings.
I think children need to have respect. They need to respect their parents, and they need to be a little bit afraid of their parents.
Yep.
Like if I grab one of them, they'll be like, what did I do? And I'm like, good. I'm glad that you still feel that way, because I want you to know that's like, you don't cross me.
You right. test them. This was just a test, but you're this is just okay, a test. You're good.
Yep. Well,
but I also know, I mean, we also like in the summertime or on weekends, we go for like long walks. Right. And we spend a lot of time together, and I try to do a lot of like we watch, you know, watch football together. We do a lot of things together too, but I also want them to be very independent. So mm-hmm. I'll let them go to the park and I'll let them go do things with their friends. And I'm not into the helicopter park, because I think it's really important for kids to learn how to grow up and how to be responsible for themselves and learn the safety of the world, right? And like you need to learn the world's not a pretty place, and I can't always be protecting you. All I can do is give you the tools for you to go out there into the world, and you have to make those, you have to make that the best decisions for yourself and judgment. And know that I'll always be here to love you and, you know, help, you know, bury that body. I'm just joking.
Well, I mean, a big
and help
part,
you out, you know,
a big part of it is that they have to figure out how to solve things on their own, like how to figure stuff out. That's a big deficit that kids these days, I feel like they're missing that, because they've been smothered.
Yeah.
And not made any decisions themselves. And so if you're doing that, you're not allowing your kids' brains to like develop properly, really, because they're not even figuring out how to go out and do stuff.
Or how to fail,
they have all the answers at their fingertips. So it's like very tough to get a lot of those lessons across.
Because I got three and they're all, you know, like you guys have multiple kids. They're all different. Right. And so you raise them with a lot of love, and you hope that you send them out into the world, hoping that letting them know that you love them and that you're here for them and you're here to help guide them, but you can't do everything for them. Right. I'm like, I have never sat down and helped with my kids' homework after like kindergarten. Once they learn how to read, I'm like, this is your responsibility.
Yeah.
You need to learn how to, if you need help, we can get you a tutor.
Yep.
But I am not your, I'm just not good at doing things like that. And it wouldn't be beneficial, but, but you need to learn how to do this. And like it, I don't demand good grades. One's like straight A student. He's fine. The other one, he's brilliant, but he just doesn't like school. But I'm like, you have to just try. I'm like, I know maybe school's not for you, but you can't get D's. You have to at least get C's. So, but I know it's like, I'm not going to demand him that he gets A's and B's, because it's just not, all that would do would just be, would cause a lot of distress in the household with all of us, and especially with him. And if, you know, he knows that he can do it if he wants to. And I'm like, if you don't, then I'm like, that's on you. That's going to be on you. And you're going to learn the consequences of life. Now, if I sat here and like how some parents are like demanded that he does these things, what am I teaching him? That he's never going to take that responsibility. But if you get bad grades, all your privileges are going away. Your phone. Well,
yeah. I think part of it too is having appropriate expectations for like the child.
Yes.
You know, like, so my youngest doesn't love math, so is not in honors math, but she's in honors English because she's really good at that. So I'm not going to force her to be in honors math, because that's, to me, just setting her up for failure. She could totally do it, but I don't think it's necessary or productive to do that, because why? What's the benefit of that? Like, as long as she's excelling and doing things she's interested in that are positive academically, then it doesn't matter. You know, the having just an honors class for arbitrary reasons, to me, is not important. Whereas my son is in honors math because he's good at math and it's easy for him. And he's lazy. So I'm like, well, then you just got to try harder. You need to learn how to work and how to actually try now, because it's going to be way harder if you don't learn how to do that till you're like a senior in high school or in college. If you don't know how to study and you don't know how to actually learn, you know, if everything's always easy for you, that's not helpful either. Like, they need to struggle a little bit.
Oh, I definitely think so. I feel like that way with my oldest one too, because he just like glides through school so easily, like it honors everything, math, everything else. And I feel like I told him like, you need to go see your counselor and have you put you in tougher classes next semester, next year, because you're not being challenged. And I'm like, I don't want you to think that everything in life is really easy, because that's not how life is. And you need to, I'd rather you learn when you're in high school and you're still here living under our roof, and we can help guide you when you have to hit those difficulties, versus now you're out in college and you don't know how to handle those situations.
Exactly. That's exactly
and,
how I feel.
And also, honestly, like the one time he did get a C, like on a test like years ago, I was like, yeah, good job. I'm like, I want you to know that you don't always have to get A's either. We don't have to always have, you know, it's not about perfection at all.
No, but the effort matters. Like for me, my son, you know, had an A in Spanish all year, failed the test, the final, because of conjugations. But I'm like, well, I didn't know that this child needed help because there was no indication. And I'm like, this was pure laziness. So there's a consequence now. And the consequence is, you know, I thought about it. The consequence is now. So when school starts back after school, instead of getting to go eat and hang out with friends after school and then come home, you just got to come straight home and get your work done. Because in the evenings we have water polo practice and stuff. So I'm like, well, you know, you do have a consequence. The consequence is you don't get that freedom anymore that you had before, you know. And it's a consequence that makes sense. Like, it wasn't just an arbitrary grounding. It was like, well, no, this is, instead of doing this, you're going to come home and study every day until you show that you understand this and you can move beyond it. Because, I mean, what am I paying for this, like, lavish, relaxed lifestyle if you're just not even putting in the effort, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, true. All right. So the consensus is that we're awesome parents. I mean, I will say there have been times when they were smaller and I had lost my, that I have cried and like apologized for like, you know, losing it, because it's tough when they're little. Like,
I never apologize though. I'm against apologizing to children unless you harm them, because
I didn't harm them. But I mean, I remember just like,
sometimes you just get so like, oh, I just...
Oh, well, a lot of it was my hormones. Like, and I didn't understand that either. Like, my hormones were, like when I was going through, like, menopause, I was like, ah! And I'm like, oh, my God, that's not me. I mean, it kind of is, but kind of not.
Right, it kind of is. See, I'm just like, well, you know, sometimes parents overreact, but I don't need to give some touchy-feely apology. Get over it. Your mom yelled at you because you were being a dick. Okay, that's fine. You know, move on. But also, I think not dwelling on stuff. Like, I'm not going to bring up something from, like, last week and throw a fit about it. Like, no, we already dealt with that. I yelled at you. We're moved beyond it now.
Like, yeah. Well, and that's funny because, like, the little one a couple weeks ago left the gas on in the fire or in the game room, like, accidentally turned the gas on in the fireplace. And all of a sudden he runs in and he tells his dad, oh, my God, I can hear hissing. I can smell something. So my husband freaks out, like, goes and turns off the gas, airs out the house, has everybody go outside for a while, puts fans in, everything, you know, because it's very dangerous, right? Like,
yeah,
get gas going freely. And so then he's like, I'm like at another, I'm with another kid. He's like, text me. He's like, when you come home, he's like, you need to yell at this kid. And I'm like, no. I'm like, you already yelled at him. I'm like, by the time I get home, it's going to be another hour. I'm like, you've already done the job. You yelled at him. I'm not going to now go and yell at him again. I mean, I'll go say, hey, listen. You know, you could have blown the house up.
Right. And that's really the thing. That wasn't like a misbehavior type thing. That's like, no, you need to learn why you need to be careful around this type of thing.
Yeah, but I mean, yelling at him at that point, like an hour or 2 hours later.
Right, no, there's no point.
There's no point in that.
It serves no purpose because the yell already happened. It makes sense to talk to them about safety and remind them of why we need to make sure we don't touch this thing. But I mean... You know, if he'd done it on purpose, that'd be different. Then you can yell, but...
Yeah, but he didn't do it on purpose. Exactly. That little baby doesn't do anything on purpose. He's just...
he's the sweetest.
The little baby. He's all of our little baby. He's the youngest of all of ours, so he's just our little baby.
Yeah. He got a package yesterday in the mail. He's like, is this from Tress?
Wait, is that the thing that I sent? Because I did.
It hasn't gotten here yet, no.
Okay. I was like, oh, okay, because it hasn't even showed me, like, they haven't even sent me a shipping thing or anything.
Okay,
like,
so funny. No.
I don't know.
He's all excited, though. He's waiting every day for it to, like, arrive.
Innocent little baby. He just will be like, I really like that Padres shirt you have on, and then what do? I go order him one.
See, he knows how to work the system. Man, that would look good on me.
Right? He didn't have to try. He just said he liked it. I'm like, oh, I want the little baby to have a shirt, too.
And he's not little either.
No. He can grow a mustache.
He just knows how to work women really, really well. Mm. Oh, you need another drink? Let me go get that for you. Yep. Want me to pour you your champagne for you? All right. So I think we should move on to our rational moms topic. Okay. Oh, yeah. So this one is just so interesting because I don't think we want to really get into too many details about it, but I think we'll keep it general for the purposes of the show.
Let's go.
But basically, why are women, and men sometimes are very irrational too, when they don't understand when a friendship is over or a relationship is over, for whatever reason it is, maybe you outgrow it, maybe it's toxic, it doesn't really even matter, but why is it that the other person insists on being needy and wanting to discuss, like, why something has ended? I mean, at this point in our life, we're not in high school, we're in our around our 40s. Tris, you're not in your 40s yet. I was going to say, I'm almost late 40s almost. Over here.
Right.
Mid to late 40s. But I'm like, why is it that, to me, I'm like, if something's done, it's just done. I'm like, I'm just done with it. I don't need to discuss it. All it does is bring up all this negative. And I think, Tris, you feel this way too. There's all this negative energy, right? And I'm at a point in my life we've talked about before. It's like, I'm halfway through my life.
You don't want the bad vibes.
I don't. Exactly. And I'm like, and I don't want to be having to rehash something, especially when a person that wants to rehash it has no, like, there's no way they're even going to listen to it anyways, right? They're like, what's the word I'm looking to? I'm like,
they lack self-awareness. And so.
Thank you. I haven't had enough coffee.
Nothing you say is really going to even register because they're not self-aware. So if you say anything that is negative about them, they're not going to believe it because you're the villain. But I think, so here's the thing. A lot of people, it's like you want an explanation. When something ends or whatever, something changes, you want an explanation. It's like, I just need to know. If I just know why, it will help. First of all, it doesn't help. If something's over and you don't want it to be, knowing why does not help. We think we want it. But then if you do find out, it doesn't help. So for me, one of the things I've been able to do is just be able to leave that and just be like, it doesn't matter why. If it's over, it's over. It's just over, right? It's over. It doesn't matter if it's for a good or a bad reason or for no reason or whatever. It's just time to abandon this thing and move forward. But I also am very interested in preserving my own peace. Yeah. So when things are negative or whatever, if they don't serve me, I can leave them more easily than I used to be, you know, but a lot of people aren't that way. And some people also just crave drama. So if you're going to say something that's going to rile them up, they want to hear it. And those are the most fun people to ignore.
Well, exactly. Because I think they also want, they want you to engage and then they want to go back and forth. And to me, I'm like, I don't have the time. And like, that's just a lot of effort. It's a lot of negative energy. And it, all it's going to do is talk about like, it's going to disturb my peace. And I'm like, and I'm at a point in my life where I don't want my peace to be disturbed. And I'm like, and if you, and it goes back to what you said, if you don't have the self-awareness to understand, like you have some type of fault in like, in a relationship, it doesn't matter if it's a friendship, if it's whatever type of relationship it is, if you don't understand, you have some type, there's two people, there's not, not one person's always going to be at fault. Right.
Right.
But if you can't even understand like what your role that you played in that relationship is, then I'm like, why do I need to tell you? Like, I know I just feel like, why do I need to put myself out there and tell you when you're not going to even believe a single thing I even say? Right. You're just going to come back and be like, oh, you're just an asshole.
Exactly. and that's the thing. When you know somebody's like that, it seems even more unreasonable or more irrational to even bother engaging with them at all, because they aren't going to believe anything you say. They're going to believe their own deluded mind. So what's the purpose of me getting all riled up and interacting with them at all? I mean, I have abandoned several relationships like that, you know,
and that's okay. Like to not, you cannot have that negative energy. But that's the thing, is that when people get upset and like, regardless of the situation of how long you've known somebody or whatever, like when they come at you with negativity, it's the same thing with venting, although I think it's natural. Like sometimes people just want to vent, but in all reality, it's like you want somebody else to help you out with the burden of whatever negativity is going on. So it is okay to just cut people out of your life. I'm realizing that. Like it's taken a long time, but you just realize it's completely okay to not have certain people in your life.
Yep.
They can move on to do great things and change whatever they're doing or work on themselves. But at the end of the day, if it's not bringing you anything but like anxiety and negativity, then you just, if you don't need it.
And you know, the other thing that you have to understand is nobody owes you an explanation for anything. Like I can do whatever I want. You can do whatever the hell you want. You don't owe me anything ever. So there are times in my life when I don't understand something and I have to just sit with that because I'm not owed anything from anyone. And so when people believe that they're owed that, that creates more fuel for their like drama and attention-seeking behaviors, because they don't understand that they're not owed an explanation. Like things just don't revolve around them. And so sometimes you just have to sit with not knowing, and that sucks. Yeah. But if you can just accept, well, I just have to sit with this, it's easier then to move through it, I think, and then move to a better place.
Yeah. And I also think that there's people that, I mean, they just thrive on drama, right? So they just want to know and they just like cannot stop like bugging you and telling me no. And I'm like, you are the person that gives women a bad name. I'm like, because when, and I never really even realized this until like years ago, years ago, I was breaking up with this guy and he kind of acted like a little bitch. Like I was saying, he acted like he would not take like no for an answer. And I was like, but you said this, but you did this. And I'm like, oh, holy hell. This is exactly what I know, like what some women do to their boyfriends. Like, but you said we were going to do this and we had these plans. And now why are you changing your mind?
I changed my mind.
And I'm like, oh, and I'm like, man, don't you want to like, wouldn't you rather like spend your time and your effort in a relationship with somebody that is worthy of you, that wants to be with you, besides
wants to do these things, wants to be there,
besides trying to like, you know, make me and like change my mind. I'm like, that's not what type of person you want to be in a relationship with.
Right.
That's such a crazy,
if I have to convince you to hang out with me, what is the purpose of that? Like, I think women
do that a lot. They they cannot take no for an answer. Well, and they like that challenge. They're like, but I'm going to change your mind. I'm like,
no. And people would be so much happier if they would just not need to, like, if somebody was like, I don't want to be with you, and they were like, Okay, noted. Cool, and then you move right. on and you and go for me, about your business.
If I hear that, I'm like, oh God, I'm going away forever. Like, I don't want to be embarrassed anymore. I'm out. I'm not going to try to convince you or change your mind. I am going to disappear and never make you think about me again.
Or to be, I'm going to be like, cool. Thank you for telling me. Now I can go on and do something else. I can just put you over here. Right. And I can just move on with my life and I don't have to like dwell on you. I mean, to me, like that's such a great thing to know, like where you stand with somebody at all times.
Absolutely.
And when you
there's
know the
no
truth,
guessing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And it really.
You don't want to be with me? Cool. Okay. Yeah. Right. That answers that question.
I'd much rather know that than sit there and wonder and feel sick to my stomach being uncertain.
I feel like that's most of the issues like in some of those toxic relationships where one person is giving and trying and like being overbearing and the other one is like, not wanting to say everything, not wanting to be open. And that's what causes the issues. Because then you have this needy person like, tell me what's wrong. What can I do? What needs to be
And
different?
They're almost panicking because they're like, oh God, you're pulling away more. Now I'm going to cling more. Yeah. It's like, that's the wrong thing to do. That's going to make it worse.
Right. So if people would just be like, you know what? Cool. And like take, even if they just took their space, it would help for a lot more like realization of what's actually going on. And you could move on a lot easier than trying to figure out why. Like, who cares why?
Well, and you know, I'm like petty and spiteful and I really, I take joy in giving someone like that nothing. Like someone has been so horrible to me. This is a real life scenario for a while, just been horrible. So much drama, negativity, acting, and then just act super crazy. And I decide, well, I've had enough of this. I don't want this in my life. This is not peaceful. I don't enjoy this. I'm out. Do you know how much pleasure I get from giving them nothing other than blocking them everywhere? It's amazing. It's like so freeing because like we've discussed about all these things, nothing I say is going to make a difference. So why do I engage? I won't. I am out completely. And you can just sit there and wonder, maybe, you know, if someone, especially if more than one person completely abandon you, how does that not give you pause to think maybe it's me?
Maybe I need to look in the mirror and see who was.
You are the common denominator.
Right. And like, if someone is so out of control with their emotions and actions that they're screaming on telephone calls and sending just blackout drunk messages and things like this, like, I don't want that in my life. And me telling you you're doing that isn't going to change your behavior. You're going to double down and be angrier, probably drink more and be crazier. So I'm just going to do nothing and let you sit over there and you can just sit over there and wonder.
Well, they're not going to remember what you said anyway. I mean, they're not going to remember that. They're going to fight you and say like, I don't know what you're talking about because I was blacked out drunk. Exactly. Oh, no, I wasn't drunk because
I don't have a drinking problem, but wait a minute. But you don't remember any of the stuff you did when you were drunk. Sure.
Or
okay,
the conversations though. That we had like over and over again.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just bizarre to me. And this is not to make, we're not making fun of someone with addiction issues, by the way. We're making fun of an
Yeah. Why is it so hard for people to let go of what's not meant to be is the real question.
Well, and you know, something else, I heard somebody say this, I don't know, in the last year or so. I don't maybe remember the context, but it was like some friendships aren't meant to be forever or some relationships. Yeah. So sometimes like a friendship is just for a season or a relationship is for a season and it can be good and then it can go away. And it's not even necessarily that tragic. It's just that not everything is meant to last forever. And so thinking about it like that has kind of helped me be able to like more peacefully go away from things that are not good for me also. Because it's like, well
I mean, think about it though. You know? And I'll think about it. I mean, it's like you outgrow things in life, right? People sometimes outgrow their marriages, right? I mean, they grow apart. So why can that not happen in friendships? I mean, for us to think that all of our friendships should always last forever, that's a really hard, I think, I don't know. To me, that idea, it sounds really beautiful and amazing. But at the same time, I'm like, but people are constantly changing. And if you're not changing along with that person, then you start growing apart. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with friendships ending. And I think it's like, if they end for whatever reason, it's okay. And it's okay for me, for you, Tris, and for you, Annabelle, to say like, you know what, this isn't healthy for me, or I'm done with this right now. And I need to take my own, I don't want to say power back, cause that sounds so like ridiculous, but I need to take care of my own self and my own peace. And this isn't working for me. And it was good why it lasted and we're, you know, hey, and there's no hard feelings. We can just be cordial. I just don't want you in my, you know, space. Zone, need more space. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and it's. Go ahead.
Oh, I think is to me. I look at it and like as long as you can always be kind to a person and be cordial to them, then you're fine. I mean, there's people that I've had to end relationships with, like in the last like probably 3 or 4 years, and it's fine. I mean, it's like I don't harbor any hard feelings towards them, although they harbor horrible feelings towards me for whatever reason. And I just look at that and I think, you know, one of these people that was horrible. Even when someone in their family had a tragedy, I still sent flowers, even though I know this person did some really, really horrible things to me. I still sent flowers because it's like, I'm still a nice person, you know, and I still don't want anything bad to happen to anybody. And I still think you should always treat people with kindness, regardless, even if they're mean to you, doesn't mean that you have to put up with them. It just means that, hey, I see you. I'm sorry to see something bad happen to you, but I'm not going to put myself back into a space with you that I'm going to interact with you and it's going to be toxic. I just want to let you know I'm sorry and off I go. And there's nothing wrong with that. I just think once you start engaging with that same, like, in that relationship again, then it's going to just drag you down.
Because if that person's still the same, I mean, because it depends. And it also depends, like, some people you just grow apart from. So, you know, I have a lot of friends from home, for example, that we just don't see each other hardly ever because I live on the West Coast.
Yeah.
But those aren't friendships that ended. They're just, you know, we see each other on social media and we're still friends, but, you know, we maybe see each other once every couple of years. And then other people, it's like, no, you suck. I can't have you in my life. And those are obviously different scenarios. So I just look at those as like, well, someone's terrible. It may be sad that we used to be friends and they used to not be terrible, but like, I mean, I can't control someone else being terrible. So I'm just going to be done with it because it just doesn't serve a purpose. And that person who's, say, being an a-hole, it's not helping them either. I mean, you know, me pretending to be your friend while you're mean to me doesn't help you either.
Yeah, they just need therapy for that.
Right?
But, you know, therapy doesn't even work either because a lot of therapists will say, like, what was your contribution to this? What did you do? Tell us about, like, you. You know, it's always wanted to be like, well, let's validate your feelings. I don't freaking want to validate anybody's feelings. I want to know what is your, like, contribution to this? What did you do?
Right. And some people aren't interested in that. They don't want to take ownership of anything, even though, you know, they had a fault in it. They won't ever do that. So why would you even bother to engage with somebody like that? Why does that person who's unwilling to change or see reason, why do I owe them anything? I don't.
You don't.
Yeah.
Keep the peace within yourself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's the person I enjoy not giving a single thing to, not 1 ounce of information, not anything. Like, it's so hard because I always want to like have the last word and I want to say how I feel. But then sometimes I'm like, it's better to do nothing.
Yep.
Yes.
It is.
Other than hit that block button, guys. There was nothing wrong with hitting the block button.
Right. You're blocked forever. All right. So I think that's it. I think that, our rational mom topic is very, you know, we kept it very general.
I'd be interested to hear some feedback on that, though, how other people feel about, you know, how people feel about those types of interactions, too. Because, I mean, men, I think, might have it a little easier. They find it easier to probably abandon things because men don't have to talk all the time to be friends anyway, right? They can just be like, oh, whatever. You know, they don't really care as much. I kind of think. I don't know, though.
No, men are just like, I told you that bitch is crazy.
Yep.
All right. So we need to talk about some sports because it was a week and we got a nice, fun weekend coming up. All right. So, man, last weekend, I am so disappointed. Okay. This is what I was kind of disappointed in. The teams that were already in the wild card or had the number one seed, everyone, like, even the Chiefs, I love my Chiefs, but, like, they weren't playing, like, you know, they didn't play Kelce, they didn't play Mahomes, they took out some of their star players. And to me, I'm like, okay, I get it, but at the same time, like, I'm still here tuning in to watch some good football, and it was still good watching, you know, their second and third strings, but I'm like, it wasn't the same.
No, but, you know, watching the Rams was great because you got to see our, you know, guy who I wish would win Rookie of the Year, Puka Nacua, set 2 NFL rookie records. Like, this kid has been so awesome. So it was so fun to see that. And it was also hilarious that the 49ers still had some of their starters in to guard him, and they were double and triple teaming him, trying to keep him from getting the record. So he didn't get the record in the first half. And I'm just like, are you guys for real? This kid was literally running around dragging defenders, hanging on to him. They weren't calling anything. And it was just like, everybody wanted to like, can he do it? Can he not do it? And then as soon as he got the record, they took those guys out that had been guarding him.
It's such BS. I mean, come on. I mean, that's just like, and honestly, you know what I like about him? I like how much he loves his mommy.
Oh, I know. His like, his pure good enthusiasm. It's like so wholesome and pure. He just seems like such a good person. It's yeah. like, oh, look yeah. at this kid.
She did
so
a good
cute.
Job. She did a really
I know.
Good job.
Right and his little now. Girlfriend's so cute too. Like I've seen their pictures. They're just so adorable. I'm like, oh, that's some good people right there. That was yeah. super fun for him. And it's not like, I know I'm sure the 49ers don't want to be on the other side of that record, but it's not like he had to get 250 yards on him and they were yeah. going to be on like a Buns record side. It was just like, he needed 29 yards. Like, come on.
Well, I mean, look at even like Chris Jones, right? With the Chiefs. They let him go in. They let him make his half sack so he can make yeah. his $1.25 million right. bonus. Well, I mean, and then they're like, you're out.
Yep. Get out. Well, one of the things, and I think the 49ers did that for Debo too. He needed some yards or something because they had him at the very beginning and then he came out. But I think one of the things the Rams have done, which I like, is if somebody's that close to getting their incentive and like they don't want to play them to rest them for playoffs, they'll still give them the incentive. Like Tyler Higbee, I think, needed 5 yards or something tiny for his incentive, but they didn't play him. I think he has like a kind of an injury, but also, you know, everybody's trying to get healthy yeah. for the playoffs. So they're still going to give him his incentive. So I think that's a nice thing to do because it's better for everyone, right? Than putting him in there for 5 yards and risking, you know, an injury. Like for Puka, it's worth it because it's like a 60-year-old NFL record. But, you know, for 5 yard, $125,000 bonus, just give it to the guy and let him get healthy because winning the playoff game is more important, right?
Yeah, I mean, if he's already kind of injured, you don't want him back in. But I'm like, if yeah. it's only 5 yards, that's only 5 yards.
Well, right.
So, I mean, but yeah, yeah. I understand what you're saying. But okay, so I did think, I was really torn about Sunday night's game against the Dolphins and the Bills. I really wanted the Dolphins to win. And yep. I mean, I honestly, okay, I know, Annabelle, you do not like the Bills.
I like
Josh Allen.
Why? I have no good reason for hating him. I'm just wondering why you like him.
I don't know. He seems like a good guy. And I'm like, and he's like, he seems like he's a pretty decent quarterback. And when he needs to play, I mean, he kind of gets in the zone and he's fun to watch.
He seems like a dummy that I would expect on like a tractor in like a farm or something.
Oh my God. Okay. His mustache needs to go. That's for sure. But other than that, I mean,
I think it was a fun game to watch. I think there was a couple of situations, like, wasn't it like, I don't know if it was the last quarter or third quarter, like two people ran into each other and then they ran the ball back for a touchdown. And I was like,
So
they got a touchdown there. And then there was a couple of throws where like Tyreek Hill couldn't hold on to it, or one of the times you could see it was underthrown and he had tried to slow down a little bit. Yeah. Like, you just can't mess with that vibe. Like, if he's going full speed, you need to just throw that thing.
I feel like once Tua gets kind of in a little bit of hardship, he kind of can't function as well anymore. And I mean, I know that's...
Yeah, I don't know what his deal is.
Uncommon, but that game was weird. Like, the first quarter was complete chaos.
Yeah.
It's like, we have 400 yards on offense and no score. What?
Yeah, I think he's getting in his head a little bit or something, because he had that issue last year. Maybe it was the last, when he first started in the NFL, it was like he was very much in his own head about things. You're like, dude, just play. You're good at the game. Yeah. Get your crap together and just play.
Well, so, I can see that. Some guys, they throw an interception or two and then they're like, oh, no, like.
Yeah.
I can understand that. They just get a little bit yippy inside their head or whatever. But, you know, what, Trevor Lawrence had like 4 interceptions in the game. I mean, but especially if you're getting hit a lot, you just get rattled and your confidence shakes. Like last night in the national championship game, Michael Penix was just getting destroyed. I mean, this kid was beat. I felt, just watching him, can barely move. He's probably got cracked ribs or something, because some people were like, oh, he's probably just faking for his poor performance. I'm like, bro, that dude was getting pummeled. I felt bad for him. So it's like
so easy for people to talk trash, which I get it. Like, people get heated about sports, but I couldn't do whatever would be the worst, you know, NFL or college football team. Like, these guys are very athletic and it takes a lot of precision and like learning plays and there's so much going on and it all happens so quickly that
as a quarterback, if you've been getting pressured and beat down constantly, of course it makes sense that it messes with you a little. You start getting jumpy, your feet move a little faster, you know, you're not as accurate. I understand that. I mean, it sucks, but y'all got to protect these boys better. That's what I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, even though they're athletes and they're wearing pads, I mean, you can only get hit so many times. I mean, where you're just like, I mean, those boys are big.
Yeah,
I mean,
and they say every hit's like a mini car crash. So, like, you're a quarterback and you're supposed to stand there and not move when you know you're about to get slammed to the ground. I know that's their job, but I'm just saying that's – it's understandable when people get shaken up after getting hit a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't want to be tossed on the ground constantly. Bam. That just would not be fun. It is a mental game as much as it's physical. It is mental because it's like I feel like – even if you do take a lot of hits or you're throwing interceptions or whatever, you miss like a couple of balls, you're going to in your head just be like, why am I not doing this and what's going on? Yeah. And like in order to get that grit that you need, I mean, Mahomes has that sometimes where you can see it like in the last quarter and the last like few minutes of a game where he can kind of turn it on and really like dig deep. And some of these quarterbacks can, and that's what they need to do. But I think it's very hard to learn. And it's hard to get out of your own head. I mean, Annabelle, you've run marathons. You know how hard it is. I mean, where you're sitting there and you're just like, I can't do this anymore.
The last bit is always mental. It's mental. It doesn't matter how much you train. The last part of it is mental. And it's not about your physical training. It's about your mind. So you got to get over that. You got to get your mind right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mind's telling you, like, don't do this anymore. This sucks. It hurts. And so I can just imagine, like, what they're going through.
And once you get a little hesitation too, it's like, oh, you're hesitating too long. Now you're getting sacked even more, or your throws aren't accurate or whatever, you know, you're taking your first read.
Yeah. Or like your receivers aren't where they're supposed to be and they're missing and, you know, they're blitzing, whatever the reason is. Right.
Yep.
It just could be, too much.
And especially for college kids, I always feel bad because I still look at them as like kids, right? I'm like, oh, that poor kid got beat up last night. That sucks.
Oh, because they're still babies.
I know. Somebody – no, I can't say that'll be inappropriate. I'll tell you all after the podcast. Oh, wait, I'll tell you now, and Matt can cut it out if it's inappropriate. How about that? So I had on – Sunday I had a post on Twitter about something about hoping Puka gets his records or whatever. And this guy's like, are you gonna let him hit that? And I was like, no, I'm old enough to be his mother. And he goes, well, isn't that the point? You're a MILF. And I was like, just because somebody might call me a MILF doesn't mean I am actually attracted to people that I'm 20 or more years older than. Like, I can see what they're saying, but isn't being a MILF more about other people liking a certain way that you're looking? Like, it's not about what I think of myself, right? Like, it's someone else gives you the name. You don't give yourself
some
that name.
Some people just like, some guys just like older women. So
exactly. And which I didn't, that never occurred to me until I started doing internet activities. So like, I didn't even know that like a college kid at the grocery store might be like, oh, look at that mom. I'm like, what? That can't be real. Mr. Poindexter's like, are you seriously that dumb? I was like, I guess so. Cause I never crossed my mind. And so I just thought it was a funny exchange because I'm like, just because maybe a 22-year-old might think I'm hot, that doesn't mean I want a 22-year-old. No, I just was like.
I don't have time to be teaching people things, okay?
Seriously. They'll be like, oh, can you help me because you're old and experienced? I'm like, and you're not. Why do I want to help you? What do I get out of helping you? I mean, I guess some people get something out of that, but. Not me.
No. All right. So let's go to our wild card predictions for Saturday. Okay, guys. Browns or Texans?
Ooh. Oh, I'm rooting for the Texans, but I think the Browns are going to win. I love too. CJ Stroud, but.
Yes, I know. I think it's going to be Browns. I mean, I do like him, but I do think it's going to be the Browns. Chris, what do you think?
I mean, I don't know. I don't really pay as much attention to those two teams per se, but I thought the Browns were not that great.
No, they've been really good this year with their backup quarterback.
Yep.
Old Joe Flacco's old ass.
That shows you how much I watch the Browns. I'll go with the Browns just because you guys are going for the Browns. So
well, the Texans defense isn't very good. That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
But it is nice that they made the playoffs. So
I'm happy. I love D'Amico Ryans, and I oh, he's a fine man, and I love CJ Stroud for innocent, pure reasons, not for because he's still a baby too. I mean, dude,
not
just got out of college.
She's a MILF.
No, but D'Amico Ryan though, he's in my appropriate age range.
All right, Dolphins versus Chiefs. Tris.
So I want the Dolphins to win. Obviously, I cannot stand Travis Kelce. But okay, aside from that, I do want the Dolphins to win. They haven't done well the last couple of weeks, so I don't know who's to say. Now, if we're going down to like who really deserves to be there, if we looked at everything up until this point, I don't think they're necessarily like Super Bowl winning caliber. Like there's too many little mistakes here and there, but
we'll see. Who do you think will win? I mean, I think that Chris Jones is going to just wreak havoc in that game.
I'm calling it for Dolphins just because I need to keep my allegiance.
Yeah. I'm rooting against the Chiefs. No offense. But, I mean, they just won a Super Bowl. Let's give somebody else a chance. But yeah.
Right. It's like when Patriots kept winning, and I was like, God, somebody else. Come on.
I mean, the thing is, though, I mean, okay, they made the playoffs, but I'm like, I don't know. Are they Super Bowl like worthy right now?
No, I don't.
They
think
better. They bet. They gotta step up their game. I mean, I love the Chiefs. I mean, I love the Chiefs. But the thing is, like, they are just not. They're not playing to the caliber they were last year, right? I mean, they have a lot of holes in their offense that they need to fix. Their receivers. I mean, they did bring in a new receiver last week, but I don't even know if that's even going to help them, because if they can't get everybody else to catch the ball, I mean, they're going to have a really hard time. So,
yeah, I think they need to get rid of all the injuries. Like, I know the Dolphins hit, like, Waddle can't seem to stay.
Is he going to be back for Sunday
together?
Or no?
Yeah.
I don't know, I mean, because he was out.
You guys have a lot of injuries.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of potential. I just don't know if this will be their year. It would be awesome if it was, but
yeah,
you know, I don't know if it will be.
Yeah, well, that will be an interesting game. I'll be texting you. We get FaceTime.
Yes.
Okay, Sunday, Steelers versus Bills. Annabelle.
Ooh, I hate both those teams. I think the Bills are going to win, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
the Bills played
also
really good this last week.
Because TJ Watt's going to be out, probably, right? I don't know how severe his knee sprain was, or MCL sprain. He's out. Okay. Yeah. Producer Matt said he's out. Yep. So I'm going to go Bills on that one then.
I'm going Bills.
I don't want to go Bills, but I do think that they might take
Right. This is not who I'm rooting for. This is who I think is going to win.
Yes. It's our predictions of winning. Okay. Packers versus Cowboys.
Cowboys. Let's go Packers. Wait. Who's going to win?
I don't know.
Cowboys.
I think the Cowboys are going to win that game. I don't know, but you guys, Jordan Love, I didn't even realize how good that dude's been. He's been really, he's a good quarterback now. Like, I saw some highlights. He was just dotting it in there in these really difficult throws. I was impressed.
I feel like America's team, the Packers, is going to take this. I don't know. I'm just
saying. Tris declares any team playing the Cowboys that week, they're America's team.
That is America's team, yes. Right?
And Packers are like a historical team. They could definitely be considered like an America's team type thing with like they have a broad fan base, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That would be agreed. Pretty, I mean,
the Cheeseheads.
Yes. Okay. I'm going Cowboys with that one. Okay. Rams versus Lions.
Ooh, it's going to be a tough game.
That's going to be the best game all weekend. Yeah. I'm just telling you right now.
They put it on Sunday night because
I know.
I mean, there's Matthew Stafford's return. There's Jared Goff. Is he going to finally be triumphant against Sean McVay, who totally basically disced the shit out of him at the end? I mean, I really don't know. I mean, I think the Rams are shockingly a really good team. But the Lions are also really good, but they just have some – if the Rams can just carve up their defense, they're going to score 50 points. But can they? Or is Matthew going to be like a little bit mindful and throw a bunch of pick sixes on? I don't know. Or is Jared Goff going to throw the ball to the Rams? I mean, I don't know. Somebody said they should put Cooper Kupp in at safety and see if Jared Goff will throw him the ball. And then they're like, nah, he'd probably overthrow him by 5 yards.
Cooper Kupp, that's a delicious one there.
You like Cooper? Okay. Is it the mountain man beard that you like when he gets all scruffy?
I guess so. Must be the ruggedness.
He's like Oregon wilderness dude, I think.
I love it. I'm going to have to go for the Lions, though, but I do like them.
I would be rooting for the Lions against anyone else in this scenario. Because I feel like they deserve it. Of all the teams, they deserve a shot.
They do. I feel that way, too. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. It's, I mean.
We all get so emotional. I'm so sorry.
Producer Matt knows that we're not trying to hate on the 49ers on purpose.
Hey, I used to be a 49ers fan. I wish I still had my Steve Young bobblehead doll. So I wouldn't be upset with the 49ers winning. I just feel like if the 49ers and the Ravens go to the Super Bowl, then that is our sign. That
I'm rooting for the Ravens, though. Rigged. I have to if it. I got to root for the Ravens if that happens. Sorry, Matt. I like Lamar.
Matt's going to be our producer. Matt's going to be like, I am not doing the show on that week.
Hey, if the Rams and 49ers play each other, though, Matt, you and I, we got to go to the game. If they end up playing each other in playoffs, that'll be fun.
Oh, that will be fun.
Obviously, I'll buy the tickets.
All right. Okay. Eagles versus Bucks.
Dude, I don't know. Eagles are a dumpster fire, and the Bucks.
I know.
I'm sad about that because I want Hurts to do well. I think he's such a good person, and
I love the Eagles. Obviously,
delicious.
I don't know. Oh my god!
I think that Matt Patricia is a huge problem, and I think that their offensive coordinator also is hot garbage. And Nick Sirianni might be like too inexperienced to. Not to like run the team, but to overcome the shortcomings of the offensive coordinator. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I mean, what do I know? I'm just a random chick on the internet, but I mean, because what the hell? Everything's going bad there. And the Bucks are weird. The Bucks might only
one time. That would be entertaining as fuck. You can't do that.
Just AJ Brown, run that way. Devonta Smith, run that way. Throw the ball to one of them. I mean, come on. Why
you
is that
catch
hard?
The ball.
Right. Guys, give him some fucking protection. His fingers all flopping around. Like, come on. Poor Jalen. Anyway, I don't know. Because the Bucks seem to like somehow win games like 6-0 and 9-0. Like, I don't know. It's really weird. Their defense is good, so.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, I kind of think the Bucks could actually beat the Eagles. Just because the Eagles have been, like, the last, like, what, 5 games they lost?
Yeah, they won one out of the last 6. But I think, isn't Baker Mayfield, like, banged up or something?
He's pretty – oh, he came off that field last weekend, and he was, like, limping, and he was,
right.
Like
he didn't even headbutt anyone without his helmet, and that's, like, his signature move.
yeah. I mean, he got pretty beat up, but he's just – I mean –
I think he has enough pep to, like, get him through. Like, he has enough fire. But I just have to think the Eagles are going to win that game.
I think it's going to be
Bucks. If they lose that game, it's going to be like the Padres collapse this year. It's like a historic collapse of a team. Like, you started out 10-1, and then you went 1-6.
Yeah.
Or 1-5 or something.
I can't wait. I mean, I was excited that last night we had some football, and even though it was a college championship, because I was like, good. Monday night, and then we got Thursday night, we got nothing. And I'm like, I'm like, what do we do, like, on Monday and Thursday nights? Because the last, like, 18 weeks, that's all, like, we have been doing is sitting in front of the TV.
Like, and I hate the time in between until baseball starts up. Like, to me, it's just so boring because I don't love watching basketball on television
that
much.
No, I do not like watching basketball.
No. So I'm just like, what am I going to do? I guess I got to find some movies or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Watch TV. Go do something. Read a book.
I think I would have enjoyed seeing Georgia in that game. I hate saying that, but what I said last night was the game was just very, like, underwhelming. I wasn't excited at all to be, like, it was just
I thought it was going to be a Georgia TCU situation there for a minute, like that.
Yeah,
that Michigan was going to run away with it. But and this is interesting. I'm glad you said that because I forgot. But I was thinking about it. Like, I think Georgia's really the only team that would have had a chance to get them. But I kind of think that Michigan would have beat them because Georgia's run defense has not been good enough to what they were doing. I mean, they were running all over. They had like over 170 yards in the first quarter rushing. I think that Michigan might have been better than this year's Georgia team. And, I mean, if you think about it, Michigan's been in the playoffs right there the last 3 years, just like Georgia was. They just got inched out. So, I mean, all the cheating nonsense aside, I think that they're definitely not frauds. Like, they showed they were a really good football team last night.
Like, I know Georgia had their chance. They had their chance. They didn't make it happen against Alabama, yeah. and like all those things fell through. But it just, I don't know, it didn't seem as exciting to me.
It would have been a better game for sure. But
yeah,
what can you do? I mean, they lost, so.
Yeah, maybe I just don't want to have to hear it from all the Michigan fans.
I know.
It's always next year, right? And they're going to change the way they do the playoff structure.
Yeah,
right. Sure. Oh, yeah, so, that's true. That's
gonna well, be, that I just be wonder. I just wonder if it's going to end up being one of those championships with the asterisk because Michigan. It's going to be like vacated or something because Michigan cheated or some shit like that. Like I don't know.
I've already seen people making their comments like, yeah. "Oh, they had Washington's playbook week before."
Hey, well, they should have been like TCU. The only way TCU beat Michigan is because they knew they had their plays and so they tricked them the whole time. Like I think that's really how TCU beat them last year.
Well, you know what? Just play better. Cheat better.
Yeah. Cheat better. I like it.
All right. So that wraps it up for this week. You can listen to our podcast at Apple or Spotify, or you can find us at irrationalmoms.com. And don't forget to like, listen, and leave a comment.
Yes. And we'll be back with more snacks, probably something less healthy next week. So.